We're yes voters.
You're yes voters.
We just went to get our wee yes tattoos done at Spaghetti Tattoo yesterday.
Oh yes, you got a little tattoo on your forearm here.
They had special days where they invite people down who are yes supporters to get a tattoo for chat. Well, basically for the food shelters in Kirkcaldy, so it's for a good cause as well. But it's nice to meet other yes voters about. But
you mentioned food shelters there. I mean, is that part of your reason for voting yes? Is that
definitely. Like the austerity cuts from the Tories and welfare cuts
and the bedroom tax
had a huge impact on poverty in Scotland.
Yeah. And people we personally know, you know, are having to eat with food banks now, you know. And when we lived in Glasgow, we had to live at food banks and everything else, you know, for a wee while. It's just getting really, it's getting worse.
Desperate. Yeah, like, really desperate, I think.
Well, I've just walked through the area for about half a mile and I've seen a boarded up disused factory and lots of other derelict buildings. I've also spotted the main base for a homelessness charity and a drop-in centre which offers counselling services. So all signs that this is an area with a high level of social deprivation. The yes voters I've been talking to say they want independence because, well, they think Scotland might as well give it a chance.
Yes is for the poorer folk gain. Instead of the Westminster government, Ken, because they're all run for London and not Ken, and they like the Tories, Ken.
Everything's just the same here. Everybody's still homeless, still overcrowding. People not got enough money to feed their bairns and that, isn't it, right? Like, some people, haven't they? And everybody should be helped, Ken, for the government, and they're not. It's not happening just now. We go independent, I think we'll get more help.
But others told me they didn't think that independence was the answer to Scotland's problems.
I think it's just more the uncertainty of it all. I don't think it's going to work, to be perfectly honest. I mean, there's too much at stake, isn't there, really?
I'm going to vote no tomorrow.
Why is that?
I just feel we're better together, to be honest. I've got, my kids are half English, I'm Scottish, so I think United Kingdom's better that way.
No.
You're going to vote no?
No.
And why is that?
If it's no broke, why fix it? I didn't see what you asked me, Kelly.
This man told me about the difficulties in the area.
Well, around here it's terrible. The social deprivation. I mean, usually when we look over this wall, you maybe find needles in that.
You sometimes get needles just lying here, do you?
Aye, and you got them all sitting there.
But you don't think independence would make a difference to all that?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so. I don't know enough about it. To vote aye or no, so the way I look at it, why change it?
So just as the polls predict a close result, here in this town, it's very difficult to tell which side is in the majority. In Kirkcaldy, as in other places I've been on this journey, I find some families don't agree on whether independence is the right way for Scotland to go.
I'm actually voting yes.
Why are you no voter?
I don't like the fact that it's splitting up. I think it'll cause too many issues between both countries, so.
Aye, but we've got a hell to a year to see how it'll go.
Is he convince you at all, or?
No.
I'm trying, I'm getting there.
I can tell. Are you trying to convince her of the no calls?
I've tried, but it's not going to happen.
You've got your minds made up?
Aye.